نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and He's the only one worthy of praise and seek His help, His guidance and His forgiveness. I believe in Him and I trust Him. And seek refuge on Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen, and I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the Sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation, an addition to the religion of Al-Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Al-Islam will lead to hellfire. Again, and I repeat, every addition, anything new to this religion, has not been taught by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has not been understood and practiced by the Sahaba. This is called bid'ah, and bid'ah is your visa to hellfire. Doesn't matter, is this bid'ah in a speech, in an action, in ibadah, in belief, anything introduced to this religion which has not been revealed by Allah and explained by the Prophet ﷺ, understood by the Sahaba, is bid'ah, and those who act on bid'ah, this is their way to hellfire. So I adjure you as well myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to stay away from all kind of innovation. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are Muslims. My khutbah today, I will name it the Blessed Breakfast. It may be a strange title to some of you, but it's so amazing to find a lot of human beings and a good number of the Muslims is so concerned about what they eat, and especially from some people in their breakfast they are concerned about what is a complete meal, vitamins and name it, and some people start to even have books. They have special doctors nowadays about what you eat, what you don't eat. This is the reality in the Muslim's life as well as in the kafir life. people concerning about what they put in their stomach, what they feed in themselves. They're so concerned about their body, their health. Regardless how much you're healthy, how much you're strong, wherever you're going to be, this will approach you and will get you, regardless if you are sick or healthy. This doesn't know any exemption because who you are. But it's amazing that we found in the same token people concerned about what they're eating and how much is they spending on what they're eating and different vitamins. Maybe in the same token, little bit of the concern towards what they're feeding their mind, what they're feeding their soul. And believe it or not, this is like a twin. They grow together, like a root and a branch, if you make think about it. It's something which goes together, like you have a day and night. The same way that you need for the day to be active and to go and earn a dollar, you need the night to rest. And that for you to reflect about what went in your day. So both of them are needed. But to some people, they don't look to their body and their soul the same way. A lot of people so concerned about their body, what they eating, what they drinking, talking to you about don't drink soda, how much chemicals in it, only drink water, stay healthy. But how much do we care about what we feed in our mind and our soul, our heart? Are we really concerned about learning the sunnah? Or that we're going to eat like anybody else eating? We're going to listen to any khutbah, to any class, to any tape, to anything that is in a book. If their brother is in the book, somebody has a book. Anybody nowadays can make a book. Even Muhammad Adli sometimes can make a book. So what else? Anybody can make a book. But if their brother, I read it in a book. So, does this mean it's right? Some people go to certain messages, certain so-called hilak al-zikr and sit in it and swinging right and left and tell you, brother, the sheikh, anybody can be a sheikh, anybody can be wearing a turban. Excuse me, my brother, I don't know you're going to come with a turban today. But some people even wear the turban does not mean there's something under the turban. And we can tell you about many stories under the turban and there's nothing under the turban, you see. So don't be fooled by these things. You need now to understand how I can feed my mind, how I can feed my soul. And you have to understand this is like two things, like train track, to go together. Don't be concerned only about your body. In reality, you need to be more concerned about your soul than your body. How to develop your soul more than your body. Because with the existence of the soul, and we understand all of us about the Prophet Yaqub, Shokab, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send his blessing on him. Please fill this gap and get closer. Jazakumullah khair. The Prophet Yaqub, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested him. And we'll go in a different stories about how he became like nothing but a bones and skin. And his wife wanted to put him in a bucket to move him from a place to place because she could not carry him. Different stories, how authentic and how fabricated. But he was so sick. But he never lost the strength of his soul. Same thing the Prophet Jonah, Yunus alayhi salam, he'd been devoured, been eaten by the fish. He was under the water, under the ocean. And he was in the three darkness, the darkness of the night, the darkness of the fish belly, and under the dunk, the darkness of the water. But it didn't stop him, because the soul was still alive. And he remained calling on Allah, لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. Glory be to you. There is no deity worthy of worship except thee. Indeed, I had wronged myself. When your soul is alive, doesn't matter how much weight or how much muscle, because the soul is the foundation. This is the most important thing. And as a result of this, my brothers, what happened when the soul departs? It can be your own father. It can be your own wife. It can be your dear husband. A soul, as soon as the soul leaves, they take him and put him in the dirt. This shows you, it's still the body fresh. It's still with the same beauty. But it has no more value for him. this shows you it's not even a matter of twin goes together, body and the soul, but it shows you the importance of the soul. It's very important. So when we're going to pay attention to our soul, feeding our soul, and be concerned about what we're presenting to our soul, if it's not more than our bodies, at least in an equal term. So today I was looking for a khutbah for you, and subhanallah, I was just about to change my khutbah while I'm making sujood. I remember today is supposed to be the 4th of July, and we should talk about some independence. I think this is the occasion, 4th of July is supposed to be about independence. But inshallah, maybe talk to you next week about, are we really independent? Can a country be independent? Can individual be independent? What is independence in Islam? But maybe it's too early for me, understand, and soon I get up from sujood, I give you the material, I can give you some idea, but will be asla bi khutbah maybe. So I saw today, while I'm sitting, eating, and having my tea in the morning, thinking about what we can give new to the Muslims today. Muslims always like to hear something new. Doesn't matter how much they act on it or no, they said, we heard this khutbah before. He talked before about the Somali refugee. But how much did we do about Somali refugee? You see, but the Imam will be criticized because he repeated the khutbah. But doesn't matter, it's something new and fresh, like a new racket in the store, in the market. You're always looking for something new. Doesn't matter how much it is, what did we hear about it, did we do in it, doesn't matter. What I can give to the Muslim today, I say maybe it's nothing new, but give a new title. The Blessed Breakfast. What is Blessed Breakfast? Yes. Breakfast for you, 2 eggs, piece of cheese. Try to stay away from bread. If you have to eat bread, you get brown bread and forget about the soda and the tea, take some water. But does Islam can give us a meal? Yes, I found a meal. And this meal starts with you to get up early in the morning. These people who waking up 6 o'clock and 7 o'clock, is very bad for them. Number one, you need the blessing. What the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, Allahumma barik li ummati fi bukuriha. May Allah bless my ummah, my nation, when they do things and act and behave in an early stage, in an early time. And like they say in America, early birds get the worm. This bird that stay until after sunrise, the rest of the bird already been out and they ate whatever left over of the human being. So you need to get the blessing, get early. This is number one that it has to be in a schedule of a Muslim. And it's too bad that some people, because they have the summer break, they are not going to school, at least students. And we're talking about 12 years old and 18 ages. What time they wake up? Some of them 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. Why? Because we don't have a school. Did you get up to make salah? Did you get up to read your word in the morning? Did you try to get up before sunrise and show your gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? No. In many cases, not all the cases, but the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had made a special dua for this ummah, for those people who get in early and act in early time. And we're going to take a part of this dua, this supplication of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and get blessed. Do you want to get blessed in your breakfast, in your day? Why you don't get up early before sunrise? Do this. We are not going to even to put too much obligation in you and telling you about Qiyam al-Layl and Tahajjud, which became missing in a lot of Muslims' life. But at least, what time do you wake up? And this is the question number one. And write it in your mind. Don't move, because you're sitting in khutbah. You are not supposed to play with your glass, with your child, giving a bottle, or what is the child, or says the brother, can I sit beside you? Can you move it? Don't say anything, don't do anything when you're in the khutbah, don't spoil your blessings. So don't take a pen and start to make a note. Use your mind for a second and record. Number one, to be my breakfast blessed, and for me to active this soul, giving this exercise, some people get in the morning lifting weight. The first thing you need to what? Warm up. They tell you because your muscles, you can stretch your muscles, you can hurt yourself. So you have to warm up first before you do any heavy exercise. Before you do anything, get your soul and get yourself blessed with the dua of the Prophet ﷺ by waking up early. What else? Listen what the Prophet ﷺ telling us in the hadith which reported by Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him. يَعْقَدُ الشَّيْطَانُ عَلَى قَافِيَةِ رَأْسِ أَحَدِكُمْ إِذَا هُوَ نَامْ ثَلَاثَ عُقَدْ يَضْرِبُ عُقْدَهُ عَلَيْكَ لَيْلٌ طَوِيلٌ فَارْقُدْ فَإِنِ اسْتَيْقَظَ فَذَكَرَ اللَّهِ انْحَلَّتْ عُقْدَهُ فَإِذَا تَوَضَّأَ انْحَلَّتْ عُقْدَهُ فَإِنْ صَلَّى انْحَلَّتْ عُقْدَهُ فَأَصْبَحَ طَيِّبَ النَّفْسِ Continuation of the hadith, كمالة الحديث خليه فيما بعد. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم say, when you go to sleep at night, the shaitan will turn and tie three knots in your head, and he will strike and make it sure that tie is good, and say, you have a long night, good sleep. Tie a second knot and say, good sleep, you have a long night to sleep, go ahead, relax, you work very hard, brother, two works, two shifts, you need to rest, man. The Prophet ﷺ said that your body has a right to obey, go sleep, go sleep. He was shaitan, he can give you khutbah, you don't know this, your shaitan can give you classes, give you khutbah, can tell you many things. Even he can make a debate. You see, فَإِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ لَا يُوحُونَ إِلَىٰ أَوْلِيَائِهِمْ لِيُجَادِلُوكُمْ Shaitan even give revelation to his friends and his awliya to make a debate and argue and how to win the argument. Not Quran and Hadith, he will give you logic. So the shaitan even know how to make dialogues and debates. So be careful. So shaitan is telling you, you're working hard, and you remember Hadith Rasulullah ﷺ that you need to rest, your body has a right over you. Yeah. So what? Good sleep. Good sleep. Good sleep. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, when you get up and you remember Allah, one of these knots will turn loose. Now look, you have three knots over you. You've been tied by three ropes as a garment. So now you want to move, you want to be active, you want to start your day. You need to loose all these ropes around you. You in our captivity of the shaitan. You need to get out. So turn them, take them, cut them. Number one, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As example, saying the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has revived us after our death, and to him shall be our return. If you make ablution, wudu, the second knot, the second rope, it begin loose. You see, you're ready now. You're ready for your blessed breakfast. You can stretch your arm, you can get the food, but it's still one more. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, if you pray, now all this knots, all this rope is gone, and you became active, your soul is good, you're ready for your day. You're ready for your day. And this is what we need to keep in our mind. Learn the dua when you wake up. Make the wudu. Start your day with the salah. The salah. There is nothing more important in your life than starting your day with the salah. So your breakfast will be blessed, inshallah. What else? Listen about when especially somebody going to wake up and make wudu, and where are you going? Some people will understand they are a distance from the mosque, and some people they don't mind. Drive or walk, go to the mosque, get this blessing, lift up your soul, get more blessings. You're going to need it. You're going to need it when you're facing death. You're going to need it when you are in the grave by yourself. You're going to need it in the day of judgment, and when you go on the sirat, you're going to be needing for one credit. One credit, it can make a difference in your balance. Today, you can do it today, not when you die. Walk to the mosque, go. And when you go, now we're going to add more to the menu of this blessed breakfast, two rak'ah. Two rak'ah when you enter the mosque. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying about this two rak'ah, la rak'atay al-fajr لهما خير من الدنيا جميعا. This hadith which reported by Aisha says this two rak'at of the Fajr is much better, much blessing than the whole material thing, the whole dunya. Brother, I got a second job, brother. I got a second job. Brothers, we got second and third and fourth. We're getting too much and it seems comes and goes. How much we done with all this money? we pay the bills and we keep paying bills, or our life nothing but bills, we try to get a car after a car, wife after a wife, and a house after a wife, and another boat and another car and another. When is going to be another degree in Jannah? Are we thinking about Jannah? Do we really think about Jannah? What about this 100 degree? 100 degree in paradise, and between each one step and the next step, as between, as much as between the earth and the sky. Subhanallah. What about those people who want to go to Al-Firdaus Al-A'la? There is nothing higher and better than this, and there is nothing other than the throne of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't want to become a Muslim, only enter paradise, and this is if we doing so. So the Prophet ﷺ says this 2 rak'at of the Fajr is much better for you to get the blessings of it than possessing the whole material thing. And if you go and you're going to be there, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling us about such a great reward also. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us, wa Quran al-Fajr, inna Quran al-Fajr kana mashhuda. The Quran of the Fajr, this time of Fajr and the Salah, indeed it is attended, it is presenced by the angels. So that means you're going to be there in the presence of the angels. And what's going to happen? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling us, يَتَعَاقَبُونَ فِيكُمْ مَلَائِكَةٌ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَيَجْتَمِعُونَ فِي صَلَاةِ الْفَجْرِ وَصَلَاةِ الْعَصْرِ ثُمَّ يَعْرُجُ الَّذِينَ بَاتُوا فِيكُمْ فَيَسْأَلُهُمْ الله تبارك وتعالى وهو أعلم بهم كيف تركتم عبادي فيقولون تركناهم وهم يصلون وأتيناهم وهم يصلون. This hadith which was reported by Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, saying that angels taking shift in you, because every one of us, Allah had put angels in charge of him, and these angels, they change in shift in two salah, salat al-fajr and salat al-asr. So the night shift will come and meet the morning shift when in salat al-fajr. Can you imagine if you're there and now the angel will write, Uthman and Abdullah and Mahmoud, they will there. After the angels changing shifts, they will rise up to the Lord Almighty Allah, and Allah will ask the angels, while Allah Almighty already know about what's happening with his slave, how did you leave my slave? What kind of condition? Sleeping? Lazy? Remembering Allah? They are in Jama'ah? What happened with my people? So those who have the blessed breakfast, they're going to get stronger. They're going to be witnessed by the angels. They're going to get the vitamins. They're going to get all these natural things. You say, oh Allah, when we came, we found these people making salah. When we left them, they making salah. That means the beginning of the shift was good. The ending of the shift was good. Your report starts with something good, ending with something good. Why we could not try to be part of this gathering and be witnessed by the angels and be in direct of the angels that we are in Salat al-Fajr? Yes, my brother, it's going to need some work on yourself. It's going to need some work in your soul. You're going to need to make some effort. Of course, it's hard job. It's not an easy job. But when you go exercise and you're paying $2 more for brown bread than the white bread, because you understand the importance, and you say this is more nourishable and this is more better, and the doctor and nutrition told me this and told me that, we're so concerned about it. But what's the Prophet telling us about you going to be witnessed by the angels, and they're going to witness for you before Allah, that when they come, they found you making salah. When they left you, they found you making salah. Why we could not be in salat al-jama'ah for Fajr? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling us that whosoever, what's the meaning of the hadith, man salla al-fajr fi jama'ah faka'annama qama nisf al-layl. You have to make salat al-fajr, but if you make it with the jama'ah, will be recorded to you half qiyam al-layl. Subhanallah. especially living in a time like this, we have to work very hard and work a lot to only to keep bills paying. We could not get up for tahajjud. Subhanallah, look how this deen is so beautiful, so easy, so subhanallah, look to the beauty of it. You're hardly tired, you could not get up at 2 o'clock. Brother, I return my home at 1:30. What are you talking about getting up for making tahajjud? I'm tired, I'm exhausted, I could not make qiyam al-layl. So can you make isha in jama'ah? Can you make fajr in jama'ah? If you do isha in jama'ah and fajr in jama'ah, you will be recorded as if you make salah all the night. But if you fail, you pray fajr in jama'ah, it will be recorded to you at half night qiyam al-layl. Subhanallah, what does he want? Allah giving you Jannah for nothing. Allah giving you reward for nothing. Only you make it with the Jama'ah, you get half Qiyam al-Layl. What else in the menu of the blessed breakfast? Also something very important, brothers. Because these germs attacking our body. You have to take the black seeds. And you have to take it before your meal, early in the morning. Black seed, brother, is good. And take some onions, brother, is good. Okay, how? When doctor I supposed to take it? Early in the morning, the first thing before breakfast. Yeah. You know what? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us about protection and about a big germ, about a big evil, a big the devil. As soon the break of the day is ready to whisper to you, mislead you, doing everything to you. But the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم teach us about all this دعاء. من قال حين يصبح وحين يمسي لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. This is the end of the hadith. He say whosoever say in the morning لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك ولا الحمد على كل شيء قدير. This is the end of the hadith. 100 times he will be protected from the shaitan. What you wearing for the germs to work in your body to destroy your kidney? Don't take soda in the morning, take milk, take water. We want to work on this germ before it starts to get active more. Do something about it. Don't wait until 10 o'clock and already start say la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, because you already have 4 hours before the shaitan been playing with you. What is more than he made you sleep until sunrise? What else? He already took advantage of you. You want to waste the beginning of the day, you need to take your vitamins, you need to take your tablets, you need to say your dua before the shaitan attacking you. Don't wait until 9 o'clock, it's too late, he is already playing with you. How you can be driving in the morning, going to work or going to the mosque, you do not even say your dua. Say ikhlas, falak, innas. These 3 calls, say it 3 times. The Prophet ﷺ will be sufficient for you from everything. We need to have an early insurance. You could not come after a car accident and now you go buy insurance. So before even you step out of your house, before your day starts, you need to get the protection. You need to get the protection from the shaitan, protection from the evil, protection from all the things that living and surrounding you from a lot of evil. And this has to be in your breakfast, early in the morning. What else? There is many things that we have it in the menu, but it's already 2 after 2. But one thing more, after the breakfast, may you would like to have some tea? Would you like to have some dessert? We have something for you. You know what else? Besides getting up in the morning and making wudu and going to the mosque and making salah and making your dua, what about if you try at least once or twice a week remain in the mosque until sunrise, make 2 rak'at, you get the blessing. You know what you're going to get? You will get a Hajj and Umrah reward. You will get a reward of somebody who went to make Hajj. Can you imagine this? Pray Fajr in Jama'ah, remain in the mosque until sunrise. After sunrise, 10-15 minutes, make 2 rak'at and get this. It's something will be a full meal, will be a blessed breakfast for you, and repeat it as much as you can. The more you do exercise, the more you stick with the brown bread, the more that you stay away from the soda, the more healthy, do this for your own good, for your own soul, and enjoy your blessed breakfast. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على النبي المصطفى أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The continuation of hadith رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم concerning the three knots that the shaitan will tie over your head and saying if the person didn't do so وإلا أصبح خبيث النفس كسلان. Otherwise, if you didn't get up and you remember Allah, you made wudu, make two rak'at, if you did not take this prescription and this medicine, now you know it. Because the same way, like you go to the post office or you go buy something from some of these kuffar, and the way how it's added to, it's not because no salah, no remembrance of Allah. There is no wudu, you don't know about wudu. And some people think maybe his wife didn't give him breakfast. This is the reason he has a bad attitude. No, there is no remembrance of Allah. The soul is sick. The soul is sick. Why? Because there is no remembrance of Allah. And the Muslim also, his soul can be sick. If you don't get up and you did not do what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling you, you will be lazy and your soul will be khabitha, filthy, bad disposition. This is what it is. When somebody doesn't know what is the problem, why so and so doesn't have the proper attitude this morning, you got in the wrong side of the bed, whatever, is nothing of the same. No remembrance of Allah, is no wudu, is no salah, or maybe you did not make your salah in time the morning prayer. Listen to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Since we're talking about blessed breakfast, don't spoil the whole meal because you desire this kind of food. You need a healthy, full, complete meal. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam been questioned about somebody who gets up and he pray after sunrise. He made salah, but he did not make it in time. What did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say about it? The meaning is ذاك رجل بال الشيطان في أذنه. This person who made salah after sunrise, the shaitan had urinated in his ear. How are you going to clean it? Too late. It's going to be very bad for the whole day. The shaitan already urinated in your ear. And look how the shaitan is not even making fun of you, is not even cursing you or saying bad words. He utilized you, making your body, making part of your body as a bathroom or toilet for him. What does desecration? The person can be degraded by the devil. Why you allow the shaitan to do this to you? Why would it not take the proper preparation like we take it for somebody else, anything else? If you have exam, if you have a flight, if you have appointment, doesn't matter. You're going to put the alarm clock and whatever means that you have available in the house to get you up in time, you be there in time. And you know where is there by your seat that barely you can find a parking lot there for your car, so you're going to add 15 minutes also zooming and going around to find a parking lot. You do not do it like some people do it for Jum'ah. Okay? They will go, you understand, 5 minutes before 2. Because it's not important in our life, Jum'ah, to some people, we can go catch the rak'at and they say, there is no need to remember Allah by listening to the zikr, to the maw'iza, or whatever reason they don't want to be there. So now we have to understand and say, I was so tired, I exhausted. Ow. Yes. But why? Because we are not giving our soul the right as we're giving it to the body. Because we don't see the importance of our soul to provide it like we care for our body and the system and the food and what we're drinking and what we're eating. ذاك رجل بال الشيطان في أذنه. This is a person where the shaitan has urinated in his ear. Yes, brother, but it's very difficult to get up. You know why? Look what time you go to sleep. Look what time you go to sleep. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used كان يكره الثمر بعدها والنوم قبلها أي العشاء. حطم او جاء في الحديث. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to dislike or hate sleeping before Isha prayer and people sitting having conversation and talk after Isha. This is the problem. Problem, people taking nap like 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, and after this you will take an hour and get up. TV, newspaper, whatever name it. Running, coming, going, doing all kinds in the phone. This reality with some Muslims. This is a reality with some Muslims. Or they stay until 1 and 2 o'clock. How is these people going to get up for Fajr? How is it going to say, brother, up with the alarm clock? And Allah knows my intention. Yes, your intention need to follow also by action. Go sleep early. It's more healthy for your body and will be healthy for your soul. You need to sleep early so you can get up early, so you can touch the blessed supplication of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam can touch you. With this, my dear respected brothers and sisters, I know it's 4th of July, most of you is not working, and I know I went as by my time, but I ask your forgiveness. But inshallah, there is more in the meal for this breakfast, and there is lunch also in Al-Islam, and there is dinner, and I want you inshallah to make this khutbah as a reminder for yourself. If anything in the khutbah applicable apply to you, please take it with love and concern. If doesn't, so don't worry about it, put it in a folder to the side. But please kindly, we hear many khutbah, I am before you, I hear many classes, many lectures by other people, I have thousands of tapes by other scholars, listen to it, and some of them work on me, some doesn't work. But it is very important that we try to take things seriously. Take things seriously, especially when we're talking about things damaging the soul. Damaging the soul is more than damaging your body. And everybody concerned about his body. It's time to try to do something for our soul and save it from the destruction. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَاهَا فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. So this nafs and this soul is very important, which Allah had created, and Allah said success to the person who purify his soul. Purifying your soul is in the Quran and Hadith. You don't need to go to Chastin, beat around the bush, turn to be a Sufi, fly in the air to get closer to Allah. Everything is the Quran and the Hadith. Leave the bid'ah alone and leave the people of bid'ah alone. Stick to the Quran and the authentic Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You want to purify your soul, you want to get closer to Allah, you want to be accepted by Allah, this is the way. This only one meal to work in your soul and make your soul active, lovable, closer to Allah, and be taken inshaAllah when the time comes. Ya ayyatuha an-nafsul mutma'innah, oh you good soul, come to your Lord. Otherwise will be something else when the angels of death can come and will call your soul with a filthy name. Oh soul, filthy, bad, impure soul, come to punishment from your Lord and hellfire. It's time, my brothers, it's time, my sisters, that we try to save our own soul and purify our own soul and make our soul healthy and strong. How? Look in the Quran, look in Hadith. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this admonishment beneficial to the seer and the listener, inshallah. Ameen. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah al-azim li wa lakum fastaghfiruhu.